So today is the disappearance day. Jizraim Graysom Vishnu Bad Paramahamsa Padipajakacharnja Astatarzada Shi Shima Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, who is the spiritual master of our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. So instead of just making a few comments about this, I thought the most auspicious thing, we can study a lecture that Prabhupada gave on this occasion on 9 December 1968 in Los Angeles, a very powerful lecture. We're going to go through it and read it and meditate on it and talk about it. Prabhupada's lectures for his spiritual master are full of unlimited bhakti. So we'll try to tune into that bhakti. Beginning, I'll read and I'll comment as we go along. Quote, so today is the disappearance day of my Guru Maharaj. As I told you that Sadavo Jiva Ma Marava. There was a nice story the other day. I told you that the sage is giving different kinds of blessings to different types of persons. So to a king's son, a prince, he blessed Rajaputra Chiyam Jiva. You are a king's son, a prince, you live forever. And Muniputra, the son of a saintly person, they blessed him, Ma Jiva. You don't live. Rajaputra Chiram Muniputra Ma Jiva, and Sadhu devotees, he had blessed him, Jiva Va Marava. Either you live or die as you like. And there was a butcher, he blessed him, Ma Jiva Ma Mara. You don't die, don't live. So these words are very significant. That I've already explained. Still I'm explaining. A prince, he's enjoying sense, that's all. He has no facility for sex, sense enjoyment, so his next life is hellish. Because if you indulge in sex life, then Krishna will give you facility to have sex 3 times in an hour, just like the pigeons, the monkeys, the sparrows, they are very sexually strong. You have seen it. So the facility is given. So princely orders are your after sense enjoyment. So he blessed them. Better you live forever. Because after your death, you do not know what is going to happen to you. You're going to get a hellish life. Better you live for some time. Go on with your enjoyment. And Muniputra Majiva Brahmachari, working under the guidance, under strict disciplinary guidance of a spiritual master, he blessed Majiva, you better die. Wow. Because you were so trained to enter the kingdom of God, so why you should take so much trouble? Better you die and go back to Godhead. Ma Jiva and devotee bless Jivova Marova. My dear devotee, either you live or die, the same thing. And the butcher he blessed him, Ma Jiva, Ma Mara, don't live, don't die. What's he to do? His living condition is so abominable. From the morning he has to slaughter so many animals. See the blood stain, the ghastly scene. That is his livelihood. So what a horrible life this is. So don't live and don't die also, because after death, oh, he's going to be in so much hellish condition nobody can describe. So both lives, living condition and death after death, his condition is very horrible. Anyway, apart from others, the devotee for him, appearance and disappearance, the same thing. Just like when my spiritual master appeared at Jagannath Puri, he was the son of a very big government officer, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was magistrate, government officer. In those days, a magistrate is a big officer in the government, practically next to governor. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in charge of the Jagannath Temple. That is the system in Jagannath Puri. The manager in charge of the temple is the district magistrate. So there was a Ratha Yatra festival, and the car was passing in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's name was Kedarnath Dutta. When he was magistrate, he was known as K.N. Dutt. Kedarnath Dutta. So the car stopped before his house, and at that time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a child in the lap of his mother, the mother took the opportunity of rising on the car. She could get on the car, she had special privileges. The car would stop in front of the house. She took the baby up on the car and to see what happened. She was magistrate's wife, so she had the facility. Immediately, people gave her way to go on the top of the car and place the child at the lotus feet of Jagannath. And there were many garlands. One garland fell upon him. Can you imagine? So she put the baby in front of Jagannath. Jagannath dropped a garland on Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati's baby. Just see. So Prabhupada says, one garland fell upon Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati's blessings. This was one of the... There were so many other things. So there's many, many auspicious signs about him. That was just one of them. Now he goes on with more pastimes of his Guru Maharaj. So nice hearing about Bhakti Siddhanta from Srila Prabhupada. It's just wonderful description. So much love, so much devotion coming through. When he was a child, 2 or 3 years old, he ate one mango fruit, which was kept for offering to the deity. In other words, it wasn't offered, it was boga. He ate a boga mango. Ooh. So his father mildly rebuked him. Oh, you have done a very wrong thing. It was meant for deity, and you have taken it. You should not have done it. The child was 2 or 3 years old. He took it so seriously that never after that he took mango. Whenever we offered him mango, he'd say, no, I'm an offender. I cannot take mango. For his whole life, he never took mango. As a 3-year-old boy, he made that determination, and he kept it his whole life. Just see, at the age of 3, he was so Krishna conscious. He was thinking like that. Never in his life he took mango. He was thinking, I offended in my childhood by taking the mango of the deity. This is the characteristic of acharya. They teach by their life's action that one should be so much determined that one should not be a child. Took the mango. There was no offense, but he took that vow. Another instance in my presence. At that time we were also young men. And one of my godbrothers, his name is Dr. Ol Bihari Kapoor. He is now retired in Vrindavan, last time I saw him. He was also a young man. His wife was also young. So we were sitting together talking with Guru Maharaj, and the girl proposed, my dear master, I want to speak with you. So Guru Maharaj said, yes, you can talk whenever you like. So she said, no, I want to talk with you secretly, not in the presence of others. Guru Maharaj said, no, I cannot talk with you secretly. You can talk in the presence of my all other disciples. So even that girl was just like his granddaughter by age calculation. He refused to talk with a young woman in a secret place. These are the instances. So in his life he was a Kanda Brahmachari. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had many other sons, and he was the 5th son. And some of his other brothers also, they did not marry. And my Guru Maharaj also did not marry. From the child he was... Charity was strict brahmachari, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj. And he underwent very severe penances for starting this movement, worldwide movement. That was his mission. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted him to do this. He, in 1896, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to introduce this Krishna conscious movement by sending this book, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His Life and Precepts. Fortunately, that year was my birth year, and by Krishna's arrangement, we came in contact. I was born in a different family. My Guru Maharaj was born in a different family. Who knew that I would come to his protection? Who knew that I would come to America? Who knew that you American boys will come to me? These are all Krishna's arrangements. We cannot understand how things are taking place. In 1936, today is 9th December, 1968. That means 32 years ago in Bombay, I was then doing some business. All of a sudden, perhaps on this date, perhaps between 9 or 10, to 10 December, at that time Guru Maharaj was indisposed a little, and he was staying at Jagannath Puri on the seashore. So I wrote him a letter. My dear master, your other disciples, Brahmacharya Sannyasi, they have rendered you direct service. And I am a householder. I cannot live with you. I cannot serve you nicely. So I do not know. How can I serve you? Simply an idea. I was thinking of serving him. How can I serve him seriously? So the reply was dated 13th December 1936. In that letter he wrote, my dear such and such, I am very glad to receive your letter. I think you should try to push our movement in English. That was his writing. And that will do good to you and to the people who will help you. Wow. We're the people who get to, are helping Prabhupada. And Bhakti Siddhanta said, that will do good for Prabhupada and do for us. That'll be good for us too also. Bhakti Siddhanta will be good for us. If we help Prabhupada, we're going to get special blessings. So everybody should think, how can I help Prabhupada make the whole world Krishna conscious? That should be your meditation every day when you get up. What can I do to make the whole world Krishna conscious? You see? Because that will bring special blessings from Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. So, and that will do good for you and to the people who will help you. That was his instruction. And then in 1936, on 31st December, that means just after writing this letter and a fortnight before his departure, he passed away. But I took that order of my spiritual master very seriously. But I did not think that I had to do such and such thing. I was at that time a householder, but this is the arrangement of Krishna. If we strictly side to serve the spiritual master, his order, then Krishna will give us all facilities. That is the secret. Although there was no possibility, I never thought, but I took it a little seriously by studying a commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, the verse, Vavisayatmaka Abhudir Ekeha Kuranandana, Bhagavad Gita 2:41, in connection with that verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti gives his commentary that we should take up the words from the spiritual master as our life and soul. We should try to carry out the instruction, the specific instruction of the spiritual master very rigidly without caring for our personal benefit or loss. So I tried a little bit in that spirit. So he has given me all facilities to serve him. Things have come. Let's see here. Things have come to this stage that in this old age, I have come to your country. And you are also taking this movement seriously, trying to understand it. We have got books now, so there is a little foothold of this movement. So on this occasion of my spiritual master departure, as I am trying to execute his will, similarly, I shall also request you to execute the same order through my will. I am an old man. In other words, the order that he got, he was passing it on to us. We must take, just as he has taken that mission, each one of us must take that mission, just as he has taken that mission. I'm an old man. I can pass away at any moment. That is nature's law. Nobody can check it. So that is not very astonishing, but my appeal to you on this auspicious day of the departure of my Guru Maharaj, that at least to some extent, you've understood the essence of Krishna Gandha's movement, you should try to push it on. People are suffering from one of this consciousness. As we daily pray about devotees, vanchakapadarubhyascha kripasindubhyayabhacha patidanam bhavaneya vaishnavibya namo namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. They can fulfill the desires of everyone just like desire trees, and they are full of compassion for the fallen souls. A Vaishnava, or devotee of the Lord, his life is dedicated to the benefit of the people. You know, most of you belong to the Christian community. How Lord Jesus Christ, he said that for your sinful activities, he has sacrificed himself. That is the determination of the devotee of the Lord. They don't care for personal comforts because they love Krishna or God. Therefore, they love all living entities, because all living entities are in relationship with Krishna. So similarly, you should learn. This Krishna consciousness movement means to become Vaishnava and feel for the suffering humanity. So to feel for the suffering humanity, there are different angles of vision. Somebody is thinking of the suffering of the humanity from bodily conception of life. Someone is trying to open hospital to give relief to disease condition. Somebody is trying to distribute foodstuff in poverty-stricken countries or places. These things are certainly very nice. But actual suffering of the humanity is due to lack of Krishna consciousness. These bodily sufferings, they are temporary. Neither they can be checked with the laws of nature. Suppose if you give some distribution of foodstuff in some poverty-stricken country, that does not mean this will help make solution of the whole problem. The real beneficial work is to invoke every person to Krishna consciousness. As soon as he comes to Krishna consciousness, the same example as I have given several times, that a rich man's son is loitering in the street, forgetting his father's opulence and property, and someone out of sympathy giving him some food. But other person comes in and says, "Oh, my dear boy, I know you. You were the son of such and such rich man. Why are you loitering in the street? Come on, I shall take you to your father." So that gentleman takes that loitering boy to his father. The father is glad, and the boy inherits his father's property, and his whole problem in life is solved. This is a crude example. Similarly, all living entities, they are loitering within this universe in different bodies and different planets and from time immemorial, without knowing that he belonged to the kingdom of God. He is the direct son of Krishna and God. That Krishna is the proprietor of everything, and he can enjoy his father's property, and these problems of material conditioned life automatically solve. Just like if you become a rich man, if you can possess millions of dollars, then your poverty is automatically solved. Similarly, if you become Krishna conscious, and you act in that way, then all other problems in the material conditioned life solved. And this is such a nice movement. Aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshishami mashucha. The Bhagavad Gita says, the Lord says, people's sufferings are due to his sinful activities, ignorance. Ignorance is the cause of sinful activity. Just like a man does not know. Suppose a farmer like me comes in America and he does not know, because in India, just like in your country, the car is driven from the right side. Your left side in Australia, right?
Yes.
Yeah. If I were to drive in Australia without knowing I was in Australia, I would be on the wrong side. You see, in America, we keep to the right. So I was making this point. Suppose a foreigner like me comes in America and he does not know, because in India, just like in your country, the car is driven from the right side. In India, I've seen in London also, the car is driven from the left side. So suppose he does not know, he drives a car on the left side and incurs some accident, he is taken by the police custody, and he says, "So I didn't know here that the car is driven from the right side." That does not make him excused. The law will punish him. So ignorance is the cause of breaking the law or sinful activities. And as soon as you commit some sinful activity, you have to suffer the result. So the whole world is in ignorance. And due to ignorance, he's complicated in so many actions and reactions, either good or bad. There's nothing good within this material world. Everything is bad. So we have manufactured something good and something bad. Here, because in the Bhagavad Gita, we understand this place is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. This place is for misery. So how you can say in miserable condition, how you can say that this is good or this is bad? Everything is bad. So these persons who do not know the material condition of life, they manufacture something. This is good, this is bad, because they do not know that everything here is bad, nothing good. One should be very much pessimistic of this material world, then he can make advance in spiritual life. Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. This place is full of miseries, and if you study analytically, you'll see, you'll find simply miserable condition. Therefore, the whole problem is that we should try to give up our material conditioned life, and in Krishna consciousness, we should try to elevate ourselves to the spiritual platform and thereby be promoted to the kingdom of God. Yadgatva nidavartante tatamam panamam mama. We're going, nobody comes back to this miserable world, and that is the supreme abode of the Lord. So these are the descriptions in the Bhagavad Gita. So this Krishna consciousness movement is authorized, very important. Now you American boys and girls who have taken to this movement, please take it more seriously. That is the mission of Lord Chaitanya and my Guru Maharaj, and we are also trying to execute the will by the Siddhic succession. You have come forward to help me. I shall curse you all that I shall go away, but you shall live. Don't give up pushing on this movement. And be blessed by Lord Chaitanya and his divine grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His lectures are really powerful. They're unlimitedly powerful. We have to learn how to tune in these teachings of Srila Prabhupada, and we won't be in the material world anymore. Prabhupada explains in the Krishna book that someone who's absorbed in Krishna consciousness, he's not in the material world. He said, even if he's here, is a material body, but actually he's in the spiritual world. So that's available. We can enter the spiritual world right here, right now. It's just a matter of being fixed in Krishna consciousness. That I have one business only, to please my beloved Krishna. That my every thought, my every word, my every deed, in every situation, you see. So we learn from these great acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we learn from the art of how to always be fixed in Krishna consciousness. So, today is not only the auspicious disappearance day, how we can say auspicious, right? The day someone dies, you call that auspicious, but in Krishna consciousness it is, you see. Because appearance and disappearance are the same thing. Actually, for a Vaishnava, appearance and disappearance are exactly the same thing. It's like you're in this room, and you walk through the door, you disappear from this room, appear in the hall out there, you see. So appearance and disappearance are the same thing. When he disappeared here, he appeared somewhere else. So he actually simultaneously disappeared and appeared. So his disappearance day is also an appearance day somewhere else where he appeared. So there's the Vaishnava is transcendental. So this disappearance of a great Vaishnava is also auspicious. He enters into the pastimes of Krishna, or they can actually do both. That's an interesting point that Prabhupada makes about Pallad. He's simultaneously in the spiritual world and the material world. So these acharyas can actually stay in the material world and at the same time be back in Krishna's pastimes. That's the amazing potency of these great acharyas. So anyway, he's still present. He's still present. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is present. He's seeing us. He's blessing us. He's helping us in our spiritual lives. And we have to take full advantage of his mercy. So today is also a very auspicious day here. The Snan Yatra, a big, big thing. So there's some very nice quotes about that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We'll read a few quotes about Snan Yatra from C.C. Majjalila. 121 translation. Lord Chaitanya observed this festival. So we can meditate when we're observing the Snan Yatra, we can meditate on Lord Chaitanya's observing the Snan Yatra. After collecting these books, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. At that time, the bathing ceremony of Jagannath was taking place, and he saw it. Purport. The word Anavasara is used when Sri Jagannath Ji cannot be seen in the temple. After the bathing ceremony, Snan Yatra, Lord Jagannath apparently becomes sick. He is therefore removed to his private apartment where no one can see him. And now the next verse, translation and purport. When Jagannath was absent from the temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who could not see him, felt separation and left Jagannath Puri to go to a place called Alalanatha. Alalanatha is also known as Brahmagiri. This place is about 14 miles from Jagannath Puri and is also on the beach. There is a temple of Jagannath there. At the present moment, a police station and post office are situated there because so many people come to see the temple. The word Anasvara is used when Sri Jagannathji cannot be seen in the temple. After the bathing ceremony, Snan Yatra, Lord Jagannath apparently becomes sick. He is therefore removed to his private apartment where no one can see him. Actually, during this period, renovations are made on the body of the Jagannath deity. This is called Navayovana. During the Ratha Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath once again comes before the public. That's for 15 days after the bathing ceremony. Lord Jagannath is not visible to any visitors. So our time is almost up. Actually, it is up. We have devotees listening in from all over the world as well. But we can try a few questions here since we started late. We can have a few questions. Any devotees have questions? The online crew or any volunteer in Melbourne, any questions? Yes.
Your Grace.
I'll try to make my hearing aid here, see if I can make out what you're saying.
Your Grace, you talked about the appearance and disappearance. I actually watched a documentary where Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri has a lifespan of, say, 19 years. And after that, the pujari will meditate, and in his dream, they would find, he would be directed to find a tree or a piece of wood that will make the next Jagannath.
Yeah.
Do we also have that in ISKCON where Lord Jagannath has a certain period?
I've never heard of it in ISKCON.
No.
Not I hear the Prabhupada ever told us we should replace the Jagannath deity every so many years.
But they do in Jagannath.
This deity here, how many years have you had this deity here in Melbourne?
72.
42, I think.
42? Yeah. I don't think we have any plan to do that here.
But they do in Jagannath.
That's interesting. It's interesting that our agenda is not to follow the Jagannath Puri, but follow what Prabhupada told us. That was our authority, not this and that. If we follow this and that, there's so many things going on in so many places, we'd go crazy. We have one authority, and that is His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Padivajakacharanja Astatavasadashishi Madesi Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. By following His instructions so carefully laid down in the law books, His literatures, this movement will become very solid and can actually lead the whole world of chaos, even without changing the Jagannath deities every few years. Anything else? Oh, here's something from South Africa. Yeah.
By talking about Jagannath, the deities in Mayapur, we have Jagannath deities. They are very, very long time, very, very old. It has been coming from generation after generation, they were under the nest and killed. But Jagannath deities were as they are.
Yeah.
And then finally the Jagannath deities has come to ISKCON.
Yeah, there's a whole story. You want to tell the whole story about that?
I don't know.
I forgot. I used to know the story, but yeah, there's a whole story.
Jagannath told the pujari to give me to ISKCON.
Yeah, he wanted to come to ISKCON. There's a whole detailed story. I just forget the story, but it's a very nice story. How those Jagannath deities came to ISKCON.
And
yeah.
They are very ancient deities.
Ancient
is it
deities.
The one that was found in an anthill?
They were in an anthill.
They were on the anthill also. But the
ant was termite hill. And the termites didn't even eat him. So anyway, that's an interesting story. Now we got some questions coming in from South Africa and also from London, some questions coming in. How do we develop determination and fixity of consciousness that Bhakti Siddhanta had from the age of 3? Well, we're starting a little late. But, better late than never. You just got to beg for it. We should all beg to become pure devotees. Actually, we have a special prayer. That we know that the pure devotee prayer goes like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We're begging Krishna, we're begging Radharani, please bless me with pure devotional service. Please, Radha, please, Krishna, please save me from this damn nonsense. Nations have been caught up for millions of lifetimes. Make me a pure devotee. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And now from London, Krishna Mai Devi Dasi. How to develop compassion for those who are aggressive and negative or offensive towards devotees? Well, I used to be negative toward devotees also. And someone was kind to me and I became a devotee. So, we have to realize that, previously in this lifetime or in previous lifetimes, we were probably also aggressive and negative toward or offensive toward devotees. So, just as somehow we were the recipients of somebody's kindness and compassion in spite of our so many offenses, we have to have the same mood of kindness and compassion and all these other offensive, negative, and aggressive type people who are actually devotees within our heart, every man in existence. Jivera Sarupahai Krishnera Nichidas. Every single living entity in all of existence is a pure devotee of Krishna, even Trump. So we have to be compassionate. Somehow or other, try to help these people. Whatever we can do to help these poor people come back to their constitutional natures. So anyway, let's see if there need any more questions from the locals, the Melbourneites. Okay, oh, there's one.
Actually, they
he allowed the gopis to build Bharatanath and just go up at the Yogasamaya.
What did she say, Debbie?
She's saying that President Trump allowed for some devotees to build a rat cart on one of his properties.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Why we are so critical about Trump? When Obama we glorified, Obama was doing so much nonsense, we glorified, and Trump is really
asleep,
so
we've been criticized. Immediately, yeah, he's really happy. Obama was trying to be mellow, and the media liked him, but Trump is really heavy, and the media bashes him. So, you know, it's all going on. But the thing is, we have to appreciate Obama also. I got a nice letter from Obama appreciating one song I wrote about Krishna's priest formula. So, you know, they all have their good and bad qualities. We also have our good and bad qualities. So, we have to try to do everything we can to become pure devotees ourselves, and inspire everyone to become pure devotees of Krishna. That's the bottom line. Yes?
I have a very basic question. Please excuse me. Why actually do we celebrate Snanyatra? What's the pastime
behind? Why do we what?
Snanyatra. Why do we celebrate it? What's the pastime behind?
Prabhupada's instruction. Do everything in Prabhupada's order.
Did they celebrate Snanyatra before Prabhupada?
Did we do that when Prabhupada was here? When he was present?
No. Before Prabhupada came to the West, did they celebrate Snanyatra?
Before Prabhupada came to the West, we didn't even know the name of Jagannath, but to speak of Snanyatra. And everybody knew about Jagannath. Prabhupada taught us everything.
But I mean, in India, did they celebrate Snanyatra?
In India? I don't know.
So, yes.
It's been going on in, goes on in Puri?
Yes.
Yeah. She says yes. Anything else? Are you satisfied?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember doing it when Baba was here.
That's how it is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Lord Chaitanya also did Jagannath Rath Yatra, and he did the Marjanam and all kind of
And Lord Chaitanya did it, that means that I know for sure what stated right there in Baba's book. I don't remember doing it in the early days of ISKCON because we didn't have Jagannath deities where I was. So. But I can't. So I don't know what was going on when Prabhupada was here. Probably do some research in the database. Might find something, I don't know. But it's a wonderful thing you're doing here, because this is actually meditating on Chaitanya Leela by doing it. It's very auspicious to do this. Lord Chaitanya was doing, observed it, and we're following in his footsteps, observing it here in Melbourne. So it's a very auspicious thing to do this. It's right out of Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's a very, very auspicious thing. Anything else? Okay, we will stop here, and we thank you all very much for tuning in to the transcendental plane of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.